Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and we're going to read Psalm 59 today. Psalm 59 is another psalm of David, and it also has a title or a heading, When Saul Sent and They Watched the House to Kill Him. So we already have a sense for what this psalm is going to be like. Psalm 59. Deliver me from mine enemies, O God. Set me on high from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from the bloodthirsty men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty gather themselves together against me. Not for my transgressions, nor for my sin. O Lord, they run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake thou and help me, and behold, even thou, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, arise to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. They return at evening. They make the noise like a dog. They go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouths. Swords are in their lips. They say, For who does hear? But thou, Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. O my strength, I will wait upon thee, for God is my high tower. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath. Consume them that they be no more, and let them know that God rules in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. And at the evening, let them return. Let them make the noise like a dog and go round about the city. They shall wander up and down for meat and tarry all night if they be not satisfied, but I will sing of thy strength. Yea, I will sing aloud with a mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my high tower, and a refuge in the day of my distress. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing praises, for God is my high tower, the God of my mercy. This psalm builds well from Psalm 58. Psalm 58, being so ugly itself, speaking about the absolute ugliness of sin, this one continues the ugliness, and we can see the sin that is in there, and how it is demanding judgment. In verses 3 and 4, the evil are attacking, and they're coming after David. And David says, it's not for my badness, it's not for my wickedness, it's not for my sin, it's not for my fault. What then are they attacking David for? When you are attacked, having done nothing wrong, you are entering a land of ugliness. 6 and 14 both describe these people as dogs, I think is with different attitudes in each verse, but their nature of these ugly dogs, they're coming at night, they're prowling at night looking for meat. These are animals and selfish and passion driven, and they have this herd mentality, and they're doing it in the darkness of night. They are not of the day, they are not of light. And in verse 7, there is this attitude as they belch and carry their swords. They say, For who doth hear? Confident, knowing they're not heard. Considering this description of these wicked ones, how can you change the heart of such a one? Now, the reality is no one can change another's heart, but if there is a soft heart, you can address issues with somebody and try to help them, but such ones as these, how do you change that? The best I know is to pray for a life event that brings change to their feet and hope that they are willing to change. David doesn't pray just that they will stop or be stopped. David prays that their ending will be severe and seen by others and feared, and let them know that God rules in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. He wants this end to be significant. Let's read it again. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Set me on high from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from the bloodthirsty men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty gather themselves together against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin. O Lord, they run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake thou to help me, and behold, even thou, Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, arise to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. They return at evening, and they make the noise like a dog. They go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouths. Swords are in their lips. They say, for who does hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision, O my strength. I will wait upon thee, for God is my high tower. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power. Bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth, for the words of their lips, let them be taken even in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath. Consume them so that they be no more, and let them know that God rules in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. And at the evening, let them return. Let them make the noise like a dog and go round about the city. They shall wander up and down for meat and tarry all night if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy strength. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my high tower and a refuge in the day of my distress. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing praises. For God is my high tower, the God of my mercy. They are noisy, prowling, howling dogs in 14. And in 16 and 17, David is a singing, happy child of God. What a wonderful contrast. David says in verse 15 that they are hopelessly hungering for that self-destructive poison, all night long looking for it. Jesus tells us that if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we will be satisfied. Oh, let us be of the day. Oh, let us sing praises. And oh, may God bring to an end those who are wicked. Thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.